Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Welcome to this special broadcast of the Avon United Methodist Church radio ministry. I am Linda Roseborough, musical director at the Avon United Methodist Church. And it is my pleasure to introduce a special presentation featuring some favorite songs by our men's group, Living Sun. Music has always been an important part of our worship experience together and helps us celebrate God's presence with us and our love of God. The Book of Psalms contains many passages urging us to connect with God through the music of our lives. For instance, from Psalm 9, God Most High, I will rejoice. I will celebrate and sing because of you. You rule from Zion, Lord, and we sing about you to let the nations know everything you have done. It is appropriate that we begin our special program with Give Us a Song.
I'm Bruce Amy. I sing baritone in the Living Sun. In Jesus' day, leprosy was like AIDS. There was no known cure. A leper was sent to a community of only lepers, where he stayed until he got better or died. In this gospel reading from Matthew 8, verses 1 through 3, a leper begs Jesus to heal him. Listen to the word of God. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately, the man's leprosy was cleaned. This is the word of God. Sin is also an incurable disease, and we all have it. Only Christ's healing touch can miraculously take away our sins and restore us to real living. But first, like the leper, we must realize our inability to cure ourselves and ask for Christ's saving help. We must ask for Jesus to lift us up.
My name is Mark Blakely, and I sing second tenor in the group Living Sun. I also am the person who does the recording each week of our worship services and edits them for broadcast on WYSL. And as such, I have the opportunity to be on both sides of the microphone when our group performs. Needless to say, that also presents challenges sometimes when we're singing, as there's nobody in the control booth, nobody manning the levels, and the balances are sometimes a challenge. However, I find that a fitting metaphor for life. We can't always control every part of what we do here. As sound engineer, I spend a lot of time each week listening carefully to what has been recorded. Specifically, how am I hearing God's message to us? The next song we're going to sing is called Speak, O Lord, and I chose this one because it is very meaningful to me. How does God speak to us in each moment? From 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6, 7, and 13. We speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. We now share with you, Speak, O Lord.
As we come to you to receive. My name is Bruce Burritt. I sing the first tenor parts in our pieces. And one of the favorites for me is one we did a while back called One Faith, One Hope, One Lord. There's a very, very beautiful scripture that this was based on. In this letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul celebrates the life of the church. All of you are part of the same body. There is only one Spirit of God, just as you were given one hope when you were chosen to be God's people. We have only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God who is the Father of all people. Not only is God above all others, but he works by using all of us, and he lives in all of us. When we first looked at doing this piece, I was able to contact a friend of mine, Mike Levitt, who was a fine trumpet player. He was more than willing to come down here and added a great deal musically to the piece. It is a beautiful, beautiful, sensitive melody. There's one particular part that always touches me in terms of what the text says. Though we may be many people, diverse with various gifts, we are given to each other for the unity of faith, that we grow in the knowledge of the Son of God in the fullness of Christ. At that particular point in the arrangement musically, the entire quartet is singing in unison when it says in the fullness of Christ. When I think of this beautiful melody, and when I recall the words that we sing, I am profoundly grateful for my spiritual life. It very powerfully brings me back to my spiritual center of one faith, one hope, and one Lord.
Faith, one hope, one Lord, one church for which he died, one voice, one song we lift in praise to him who was and is and shall be
church for which he died,
one voice,
one song.
My name is Paul Brown. I sing bass as part of the Living Sun. I've been a part of the group for 4 years now. The piece we're about to perform, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, I'd like to introduce with this Psalm number 46. God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble, and so we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. Let the ocean roar and foam and its raging waves shake the mountains. This song and the scripture you've just heard speak of God as strength and God as power in our lives to resist those things which we cannot control and to lift us above the difficulties that we are subject to. This song, quite famous in various versions, helps all of us to rise above our fear and put faith in our God to get us through whatever crises may arise. As a singer in a congregation of folks who love their music, I'd just like to offer the following. The attempt to present music that is spiritually moving and to myself feel the power of that music is one of the things in life that offers me great satisfaction. I am humbled by the chance to offer that experience and to be one of the people with this organization makes those musical moments happen. And now the Living Sun presents A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Oh. fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God.
We hope you have enjoyed this very special presentation of the Living Sons Men's Group. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. What a joy it is to hear this wonderful music and to have our spirits soar because of the gifts God has given the Living Son and the music that they share with us. And now, as you go out from this place, may you go out sharing God's song, and may the peace of God, the love of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.
Give us a song.
Has been Living Sun Special Service, originally broadcast August 31st, 2014. Favorite selections from our men's choral group with inspirational messages from the guys interspersed.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.